Title: Distortin Amen Style 808 Tale for Smoky Warehouse Vibes in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, let's build that Smoky Warehouse fog layer under an Amen break using only stock Ableton Live 12 devices. The whole idea is simple. A clean 808 tail can feel too polite in rolling drum and bass and jungle. We want the hit to feel like it excites the room, like the building itself is vibrating, but we do not want to destroy the low end or turn the mix into mud. By the end, you'll have a reusable rack with two parts, a clean mono sub that stays stable, and a distorted mid-range smoke layer that you can filter, move, and sidechain so it breathes with the break. Let's start. Step 0. Pick the right source. The 808 tail that behaves. Create a MIDI track and drop Simpler on it. Drag in a short 808 or boom sample. For this lesson, we actually don't need a clicky transient. A tail-only sample is totally fine, because the Amen is going to be the attack in the groove. In Simpler, set it to classic mode. Turn warp off so pitch stays clean. Set voices to 1 so tails don't overlap and smear. Leave glide off for now. Now play a note around F to G, so roughly 43 to 49 Hz, or maybe G sharp around 52, depending on your track. Quick DNB reality check. If your tune centers around F, that 43.65 Hz fundamental can hit in a very room shake way. That can be amazing, but it can also slam your limiter and mask your bass. If your bass is already heavy around 45 to 60 Hz, you might pitch this 808 up a few semitones just to make space. We'll verify that later with a spectrometer. Step 1. Shape it like an Amen style after hit. Fast hit. Long dirty tail. Open Simpler's envelope. Set the attack really fast, like 0 to 3 milliseconds. If you want, add a little decay in the 200 to 600 millisecond range, but it's optional. Set sustain very low, basically negative infinity if you can, and use the release to control how long the fog hangs around. Try 300 to 900 milliseconds. Here's the vibe. We're not replacing your kick. We're creating that after pressure. If you want it to bloom, go longer on release, like 600 to 900 milliseconds, and keep the transient minimal. Arrangement tip you can use immediately. In jungle style patterns, place the 808 tail on the same hits where the Amen has strong kick energy, often beat 1, and the end of 2. But keep it quieter than you think. If you can obviously hear an 808 in the mix, it's probably too loud for this particular atmospheric roll. Step 2. Split the signal into clean sub and dirty smoke. After Simpler, drop an audio effect rack. Open the chain list and make two chains. Name one SUB and the other smoke. This is the whole trick. We are not going to distort the sub directly. We will distort a band that cannot ruin the low end. Let's build the SUB chain first. Clean and controlled. Add EQ8. Put a high pass filter around 20 to 30 Hz, 24 dB per octave. That's just cleaning up useless rumble that eats headroom. If the tail feels boxy or boomy, do a small dip, like 2 to 4 dB, somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. Don't go wild. Small moves. Then add saturator. Drive 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on. This is just to stabilize and thicken slightly, not fuzz it out. Then add utility. Set width to 0% so it's mono. That's important. Low frequencies in drum and bass need to be predictable. Adjust utility gain so the sub feels solid, but not dominant. Now the smoke chain. Distorted mids plus filtered space. First device is EQ8 again. Put a high pass at around 80 to 140 Hz, 24 dB per octave. This is the safety lock. You're removing the sub before distortion so the low end doesn't turn flabby and uncontrolled. Optionally add a gentle low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. Think warehouse, not shiny. If it's bright and fizzy, it won't feel like smoke. It'll feel like a harsh synth. Now add roar, since we're in Live 12. Choose a simple mode like distort or overdrive. Keep it beginner friendly. One stage is enough. Set drive somewhere like 10 to 25%. Then adjust the tone darker if it starts spitting high-end fizz. Teacher note, if you're ever unsure, set roar so it sounds a bit too dirty while the drums are muted. Then you'll pull it down later when the Amen is back in. That helps you design the texture clearly, then mix it responsibly. After roar, add auto filter. Use a low pass, either 12 or 24 dB slope. Set cutoff somewhere between 300 and 2000 Hz to start. Add a little resonance, like 0.8 to 1.4, so it has a slight honk that reads like a room. Not squeaky, not whistling, thick, not sharp. Then add echo. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4, synced. Feedback 10 to 25%. Filter the echo. High pass around 300 Hz. Low pass around 4 to 7 kHz. Dry slash wet around 8 to 18%. We want a suggestion of reflections, not a dub delay taking over the groove. Then add reverb. Decay around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the hit still feels defined. And here's the big one. Low cut the reverb, around 250 to 500 Hz, and high cut around 5 to 8 kHz, dry slash wet around 8 to 15%. That's the smoke recipe, mid-range dirt plus filtered space. Step 3. Make it breathe with the drums using sidechain. On the smoke chain, after the reverb, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain. Choose your Amen break track, or your drum bus, as the input. Start with ratio 4 to 1. Attack between 2 and 10 milliseconds. Release between 80 and 180 milliseconds. Now lower the threshold until you see about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on the drum hits. This is where the feel lives. At 172 BPM, release around 80 to 120 milliseconds is more rhythmic and obvious, like it's pumping with the brake. Release around 130 to 200 is smoother, more like air pressure moving in the room. If the ducking chatters, lengthen release. If it feels late and sluggish, shorten it. Optional variation you can try later. Put the sidechain compressor before echo and reverb instead. That changes the behavior so the tail blooms into the space after each hit, which can sound even more like a real room. Step 4. Add movement with subtle filter automation. Go to Arrangement View and automate auto filter cutoff on the smoke chain. For example, in a 16-bar intro, start around 400 or 500 Hz and slowly rise to 1.5K, maybe even 3K if your distortion is dark. Right before a drop, do a quick dip to around 600 Hz so it feels like the room closes in for a moment. Keep resonance under control. Warehouse smoke is thick. If it starts sounding like a talking synth or a whistle, back off the resonance or lower the cutoff. Step 5. Blue it into a rolling DNB mix with gain staging and placement. First, keep the 808 tail lower than you think. The sub-chain supports the bass, it doesn't replace it. Add a utility at the very end of the rack if you want, and trim 2 to 6 dB to protect headroom. Width. Sub is mono already. Smoke can be slightly wider. You can add utility on the smoke chain and push width to maybe 110 to 140%, but only if the mix still feels stable and your low mids aren't getting weird. Quick coach move. Drop a Spectrum device after the rack for a minute and watch what happens when your bass line plays. If the 808 tail peak stays pinned and everything else seems smaller, you're masking. Either lower it, shorten the release, or pitch it up a few semitones so it stops fighting the bass's core energy. Also, keep an eye on phase and cancellations between sub and smoke. If the combined sound suddenly feels hollow, raise the smoke high pass a bit until that hollowing stops. And if you're troubleshooting fast, throw a utility on smoke and try the phase invert buttons. You won't need it often, but when you need it, it's a lifesaver. Step 6. Resample it into a reusable warehouse layer. Create a new audio track. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Record a few hits and tails. Now you've got printed audio you can chop like a break, reverse before fills, or sprinkle as transitions. This is a super common drum and bass workflow, because it's quick and it makes your texture feel performed rather than endlessly procedural. If you want to get extra gritty after resampling, this is where you can experiment with redux or erosion very lightly on the printed audio, not on your main rack. That keeps your project clean and CPU light. Common mistakes to avoid as you go. Number 1. Distorting the sub directly. That's how you get flabby, uncontrolled low end. Split first. Number 2. Too much reverb below 200 or 300 Hz. That's instant mud. Always low cut the verb and the echo. Number 3. Overbright fizz. If it scratches, low pass it, reduce roar drive, or even dip a little around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz so the dirt lives in the body, not the harsh zone. Number 4. No sidechain. Without ducking, the fog fights the amen, and the mix turns cloudy instead of smoky. And number 5. Tail too long for the groove. At 170 to 175 BPM, a huge tail can smear the rhythm. Shorten release until it rolls instead of drags. Now, a quick mini practice you can do right after this lesson. Set your project to 172 BPM. Load an amen break, looped or chopped. Program your 808 tail on beat 1 and on that second kick accent. Build the sub and smoke rack exactly like we just did. Automate the smoke filter cutoff. Bars 1 to 8 rise from about 500 Hz to 1.5 kHz. Bars 9 to 16 add a small dip right before bar 17 like a drop prep. Then print it, reverse one tail leading into bar 9, and do the real world check. On headphones, listen for hiss and fizz. On small speakers, see if you can still perceive the fog even when the sub disappears. That's how you know you built a true atmosphere layer, not just low-end weight. Recap, so it locks in. You split the 808 tail into two worlds, clean sub and dirty smoke. The sub stays mono and controlled with EQ, light saturation, and stable gain. The smoke gets high-passed, distorted with roar, filtered for tone, then given a bit of echo and reverb that are also filtered. Then you sidechain the smoke to the amen so it breathes with the groove, and you automate the filter cutoff to make the fog feel like it's moving through the room. If you tell me your BPM, your track key, and whether your bass is more sub-heavy or reese-heavy, I can suggest a starting note for the 808 tail and a good place to set the smoke high pass so it locks with your bass immediately.